पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पश्चात देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे So today we'll hear from Chaitanya Charitamritam. As you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of all Vedic literatures. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada has said that if any time there will flood in your village, the flood water will come and inundate everything. So, what you do? Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam is very important literature. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada has said that if any time the flood comes to your village, so you leave behind everything in your house and go to the roof of your building with the three books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You go to the roof of your building. Then flood water will be increasing more and more and more. Then you are about to drown. Then you hold these three books like this, holding high in the sky. If you cannot not able to carry all these three books, first you drop Bhagavad Gita. Then still it is very heavy, drop Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Charitamrita never drop. You keep it with you. That does not mean Bhagavad Gita is inferior or useless, drop it. It's not like that. If you have Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you have everything. See, Chaitanya Charitamrita is a literature like a notebook. No? You go through all book, different books, and you make a notebook. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is like that. The essence of all Vedic literature, the teachings of essence of all Vedic literature is provided in this scripture. See, long ago, the Vedic literature, or Veda, the Veda was followed, that time known as Vedic Yuga. Vedic Yuga people were following Vedic Dharma. following the teachings of Veda. Then came Darshanik Yoga. People are following the literature like Upanishad. The Upanishad mainly teaches about Jnana. Then like Veda teaches about Karma. Upanishad teaches about Jnana. In Darshanik Yoga, people are reading Upanishad and learning about Jnana. And the goal was to go to Nirakar Brahma. Then came Pauranik Yoga. In Pauranik Yoga, people followed Pauranik Dharma, so they believed in Sakam Bhakti, the personal aspect of the Absolute Truth. That is Pauranik Yoga, Pauranik Dharma. Then after Pauranik Yoga came Bhagavata Yoga. In Bhagavata Yoga, people follow Bhagavata Dharma. Okay? So Pauranik Yoga, Purana gives Sakam Bhakti, Bhagavata gives Niskam Bhakti. And essence of Bhagavatam is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is after Bhagavata Yoga is Hare Krishna Yoga. Now is Hare Krishna Yoga. Kali Kale Yugadharma Nama Sankirtan. And people follow Dharma is Nama Sankirtan. And they achieve Prema Bhakti. Okay, this is how the evolution of Dharma has taken place. Vaidic Yuga, Vaidic Dharma, Veda literature, Karma Kanda is path, goal is heavenly planets. Okay, Vaidic Yuga. Darshanik Yuga, Darshanik Dharma, literature is Upanishad, path is Jnana, and achievement is Nirakar Brahma. That is Darshanik Yuga. Pauranik Yuga, Pauranik Dharma, literatures are Puranas, path is Sakam Bhakti. Then comes Bhagavata Yuga. Bhagavata Yuga, Bhagavata Dharma, literature is Bhagavatam, path is Niskam Bhakti. So then comes Hare Krishna Yuga. In Hare Krishna Yuga, Nama Dharma, literature is Chaitanya Charitamrita, and achievement is Prema, Prema Bhakti. So three kinds of Bhakti, Sakam Bhakti, Niskam Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. Purana gives Sakam Bhakti. Bhagavatam talks about Niskam Bhakti. The essence of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about Prema Bhakti. So Sakam Bhakti means you worship God to get something. That is Sakam Bhakti. Niskam Bhakti means you worship God whether you get or you don't get. That is Niskam Bhakti. And Prema Bhakti means I want to give something. Sakam Bhakti means I take something. Sakam Bhakti is meant I worship God, He'll give me something. Niskam Bhakti is worship God, whether He give me, He does not give me. No, I'll worship Him. But Prema Bhakti means I will give God. So that is the highest things. So how this real dharma, this is called Swarup Dharma. How this real Swarup Dharma of the living entities have evolved in due course of time and has manifested on this earthly planet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has not written any literatures except Sikhyastakam, 8 verses. But through his conversations with others, he has given this highest teachings for the human beings. His conversation with Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarabhauma Bhattacharya, the 5 personalities specially. His conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarabhauma Bhattacharya he speaks very basic things, mainly teachings of Bhagavad Gita. For any general public, you can discuss with them. Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But his conversation with Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raya Ramananda is very confidential subject matter. That's why he discussed this subject matter in a very secluded place. It's very confidential. And out of these three conversations, his conversation with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raya Ramananda, to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu teaching these things. The Raya Ramananda case, Mahaprabhu appearing within the heart of Raya Ramananda and speaking. Raya Ramananda case, Mahaprabhu asking questions and Raya Ramananda giving the answers to establish the highest goal of life, to make people understand how Radharani's bhakti, the type of bhakti that Radharani had towards Krishna, the topmost. So that was the purpose of this conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Puri. Then after arriving Puri, he stayed for 2 months in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Within these 2 months, Mahaprabhu converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great preacher or believer of Shankar philosophy, Advaitavad. And Mahaprabhu transformed him to a great devotee, making him understanding the highest level of love. Then after that, Mahaprabhu wanted to go to South India. That time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has asked Mahaprabhu, when you go to South India, there is Raya Ramananda. He was serving as governor of King Pratapudra. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that you should meet Raya Ramananda. So he will inform you something very special. So Mahaprabhu went, he was sitting on the bank of Godavari. So today we'll discuss this conversation between Raya Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu went to Godavari and he was sitting there. Then he saw a very special personality riding on, carried on a palanquin, came, and he was Raya Ramananda. And many Brahmanas, they were chanting mantras, Smarta Brahmanas. He came to take bath in Godavari. And Mahaprabhu, by seeing Raya Ramananda, he could recognize that he is Raya Ramananda. So Raya Ramananda also saw a very effulgent personality wearing saffron cloth, sitting under the tree and chanting holy name. So Raya Ramananda did not know who is this personality. So Raya Ramananda came, saw some sannyasi, but Mahaprabhu could recognize. So Mahaprabhu immediately went and embraced Raya Ramananda, asked him, even if he knows, who are you? He said, I am Ramananda Raya. Oh, I am so fortunate that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has told me to meet you. Then you will go through this conversation between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. So one important thing we have to observe here, before they start the conversation, in case of Raya Ramananda, in case of Rupa Goswami, in case of Sanatana Goswami, in these three cases at least, you will see how both parties, the speaker and the person who is hearing, how they feel themselves so insignificant, as if it's a big competition, not to feel how big I am. The competition is to feel how small I am. This transcendental knowledge is very special. So these are not the knowledge or informations that we can understand through our brain. People, they go to school, college, university, professor comes, speaks. Those people have good brain, the brainy students, they do very good. If some student is not doing good, oh, he's a brainless fellow, you know, has no brain, he can't understand things. See? But spiritual subject matter cannot be understood through brainy students. Through brain you cannot understand this. That's why every day we chant Dibya Jnana Hridya Prakashita. Not a Dibya Jnana Brain Prakashita. It manifests here. So that is most important things. People cannot understand. People that don't accept Krishna as God. How can they accept Krishna as God? Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabritam. So unless Krishna reveals sei sei ishvara tattva bujhivare pare ishvarer kripale sahayche jahare. So only by the mercy of Krishna and his pure devotees one can understand, one can enter into this highest subject matter. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at one topic at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he is going to disclose the internal reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to this material world, he is saying that I am now entering to describe a subject matter which is not meant to be discussed. But what can I do? If I don't describe, then the subject matter will remain unknown to people. Then how the human beings will derive the real benefits in their lives if they don't hear the subject matters? So that's why now I will describe. But I know, even if people listen, they will not understand it. So I'm very happy with that. Only those people, they are carrying Gaur Nityananda in their heart, they will understand. And others will not understand. And that makes very happy. Let them not understand this. So these are the secrets behind understanding the subject matters of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is not some ordinary literature. And Vedic, among all the Vedic literature, is topmost. As you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, the literature which kicks out all other goals like dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and establish the panchama purusartha. Srimad Bhagavatam, amalam pramanam prema pumartha mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatradru naparaha. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the panchama purusartha. This is the verdict of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that prema pumartha mahan has more elaborately described in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this conversation we will see how Raya Ramananda asking one question, Mahaprabhu asking one question, and Mahaprabhu has told Raya Ramananda that all answer you must give on the basis of the scriptures. Prabhu kahe padasloka sadhyer nirnay, Raya kahe sodharma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. So Mahaprabhu starts. Mahaprabhu's desire is to hear from Raya Ramananda the sadhya, that is sadhya and sadhana. Sadhya means goal of life, that what we want to achieve in our life, that is sadhya. And people have millions of goals of life, and to achieve each and every goals of life there are millions of paths also, process, that is called sadhana. అండ్ దిస్ కాల్డ్ సాధ్య సాధన తత్వ. బట్ మహాప్రభు సేయింగ్ హియర్ పడ శ్లోక దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు సే యు మస్ట్ సపోర్ట్ యువర్ ఒపీనియన్ యువర్ ఆన్సర్ గివింగ్ అండ్ రిసైటింగ్ ఎ సపోర్టింగ్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్. సో ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ దే హ్యావ్ టూ గోల్స్ ఇన్ దర్ లైఫ్. వన్ గోల్ ఈజ్ టు గెట్ హ్యాపీనెస్, సెకండ్ గోల్ ఈజ్ టు బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మిజరీస్. టు గెట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ దర్ లైఫ్, దీస్ టూ థింగ్స్ యూ మస్ట్ రిమెంబర్. సో ఇన్ ఫ్యూచర్ డిస్కోర్స్ ఇట్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ. ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ టు బీ హ్యాపీ, టు గెట్ హ్యాపీనెస్, టు బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ డిస్ట్రెస్. దిస్ కాల్డ్ హియర్ స్వసుఖ వాసన. స్వసుఖ వాసన డిజైర్ ఫర్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, స్వసుఖ వాసన. అండ్ ఆల్సో డిజైర్ టు బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మిజరీ, టూ థింగ్స్. సో రారమానంద విల్ గివ్ ఆన్సర్ టు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ మహాప్రభు అండ్ హీ విల్ గివ్ నైస్ స్క్రిప్చరల్ బ్యాకప్ ఆల్సో. బట్ మహాప్రభు విల్ సే ఇహ బాధ్య ఆగే కహవార్, దిస్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్, టెల్ సంథింగ్ మోర్. ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రొసెస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు విల్ కమ్ టు ఎ పాయింట్ దట్ వేర్ రారమానంద విల్ రివీల్ ది హైయెస్ట్ థింగ్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ హైయెస్ట్ థింగ్? దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రేమ భక్తి. ఆజ్ ఐ సెడ్ ది ఎవల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వైదిక్ యుగ్, వైదిక్ ధర్మ అండ్ కర్మకాండ, ఆజ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గ్రాజువల్లీ ఎవల్వ్ ఆల్ దట్ టు ప్రేమ భక్తి. వేర్ కర్మ స్టార్ట్స్ గివ్ మీ అండ్ ప్రేమ గోజ్ ఆన్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ టు కృష్ణ, దిస్ ప్రేమ భక్తి. అండ్ దట్ సాటిస్ఫైస్ మహాప్రభు. హరి సెజ్ యు హాయ్, దిస్ ఈజ్ ఓకే. దెన్ మహాప్రభు విల్ ఆస్క్ మోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్, రారమానంద విల్ గివ్ మోర్ బెటర్ ఆన్సర్స్. అట్ వన్ పాయింట్ మహాప్రభు విల్ సే ఇహ ఉత్తమ్, దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ గుడ్, బట్ టెల్ సంథింగ్ మోర్ దెన్ దాట్. అండ్ రారమానంద విల్ కంటిన్యూ అండ్ వేర్ మహాప్రభు విల్ గెట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ వెన్ ది డిస్కషన్స్ ఆఫ్ రారమానంద గోయింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ క్లోజర్ టు ప్రేమ భక్తి. దట్ విల్ గివ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ప్లెజర్ టు శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. అండ్ ఇల్ గో అప్ టు ఎ పాయింట్ దట్ రారమానంద విల్ రివీల్ సంథింగ్ టు మహాప్రభు, దట్ మహాప్రభు సే ఓకే స్టాప్ నా, క్లోజ్ యువర్ మౌత్, నథింగ్ బియాండ్ దిస్. సో దట్ ఈజ్ స్టేటెడ్ అట్ ది లాస్ట్ లిమిట్ ఆఫ్ డిస్కషన్ ఇన్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. సో విల్ డిస్కస్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అనదర్ వాట్ క్వశ్చన్ మహాప్రభు ఆస్కింగ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆన్సర్ రాయరామానంద గివింగ్. సో విల్ గో త్రూ జస్ట్ రివ్యూయింగ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ వన్ ఓవరాల్ ఐడియా వాట్ ఈజ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది కన్క్లూజన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్. సో వన్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ ఈజ్ మహాప్రభు వాంట్స్ టు రివీల్ ది హైయెస్ట్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. మహాప్రభు వాంట్స్ టు రివీల్ ది టాప్ మోస్ట్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి'స్ లవ్ టు కృష్ణ. అండ్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ థింగ్ విల్ ఫైండ్ హియర్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆన్సర్ రాయరామానంద్ విల్ గివ్ విల్ సపోర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్. బట్ ఇవన్ బి సపోర్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ మహాప్రభు విల్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రియల్ థింగ్స్ యూఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే విల్ సీ దట్ జస్ట్ బై రీడింగ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ విల్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ గాడ్. By reading scripture, we don't understand God. Because scripture speaks everything. That's why Shastra says, Vedesu Durlabha Adurlabha Atmabhakto. By reading Vedic literatures, you will not understand God properly. So all these few things we'll discover during our discussion of this conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya. So the first says, Prabhu kahe padasloka sadhyar nirnay, Raya kahe sodharma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. So Mahaprabhu asking, padasloka sadhyar nirnay. Raya Ramananda, you please, you determine what is the highest goal of life. But determine it by reciting a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. What is the goal of life? You see, generally, as I said, goal of life to get happiness, to become free from misery. But the Vedic literatures, those that follow Vedic literatures, has ascertained four goals of life: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Out of these four, dharma, artha, kama cannot be goal of life. These four things are known as chari purusartha, four purusartha, or chatur varga. Out of these four, the dharma, artha, kama cannot be goal of life. Mukti can be goal of life, but mukti is not ultimate goal of life. So what is beyond mukti? What is beyond liberation? This subject matter is completely unknown to people. Until Bhagavatam literature was revealed, people did not know about this. So here we see Raya Ramananda first, his proposal, his first answer to Mahaprabhu's question is, when Mahaprabhu, you must understand what is the question. Question is, what is goal of the life? Or, by following which process, we can reach the ultimate goal of life? You please tell by support, getting supports from scriptures. Raya kahe sodharma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. The first proposal of Raya Ramananda is, by sodharmacharana. Sodharmacharana means, if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, the sodharmacharana refers to varnashram dharma. So Vedic literatures teaches us, the Veda teaches us, we follow varnashram dharma. There are four varna and four ashram. If people they are engaged in swasya karmani avhirata sanchidim labhate naraha, simply by engaging himself in his prescribed duties, one will get perfection in his life. Then, supporting this verdict that how varnashram dharma will give perfection in life, Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda quoted one verse, Varnasrama Charabrata Purishana Prahapuman Vishnu Aradhatya Pantha Nanyatra Toshakaranam. Just see how confidently Raya Ramananda is saying, and how confidently the scriptures have declared that Nanyatra Toshakaranam, there could be no other reason to please Krishna, Vishnu. That varnashrama charabrata, that supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashram. Or, when those people that are engaged in varnashrama dharma, or they are executing their activities according to varnashrama dharma, that is the best way. Vishnu aradhata, to worship Vishnu ananyatra tosha karanam, that is the best way. There is no other thing can please Krishna so much. Athapumbi Dijasrestha Varnasrama Bhagavata describes that how that sonishtutasya dharmasya sansiddhim haritosanam, by engaging in a prescribed duties, that will please Hari. So that was the first proposal of Raya Ramananda, that one should be engaged in prescribed duties. When Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he did not like this opinion of Raya Ramananda. Actually, the purpose of this description is that Mahaprabhu want to present how people, by reading Vedic literatures, they get an impression, oh, this is very good, I should follow this. But if they will analyze nicely, then how they will find the fault with that kinds of instructions, and they will find something better than that. So this description will tell us about this. So Prabhu kahe iha bajya age kaho ar, Raya kahe Krishna karmarpana sarvasaddha sar. So Mahaprabhu said, iha bajya, this is external, please tell something better than this. You had better tell me of some other means. Iha bajya. Then Raya kahe Krishna karmarpana sarvasaddha sar. Then Raya Ramananda said, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. Sarva sadhya sar is to offer the result of activities to Krishna. So here we see the first proposal was, you engage in activities according to varnashram. So there are two kinds of varnashram. One is sakam varnashram, another is niskam varnashram. In sakam varnashram, you desire to get the result. But Mahaprabhu said, iha bajya, this external. What is this external? That is, external means there must be internal. Otherwise, how is external? So external to what? Mahaprabhu, one after another, will describe. Whenever Raya Ramananda gives some proposal, oh, iha bajya, this is external. Iha bajya, external. Iha bajya, external. So external to what? So Mahaprabhu wants to take Raya Ramananda to Golok Vrindavan, to Prema Bhakti, okay? So but by engaging in varnashram, where one will go? If somebody properly engages in varnashram, varnashram means brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. If you perfectly follow all grihastha rules and regulations, perfectly without any defect, you go to Swargaloka. If you perfectly become a brahmachari, urdhartha brahmachari, then you go to Janaloka. Perfectly follow vanaprastha, go to Mahaloka. Perfectly follow sannyas dharma, you go to Satyaloka. So where are all these lokas are located? Material world. So material world is external to Golok Vrindavan or internal to Golok Vrindavan? So now you understand why Mahaprabhu saying iha bajya age kahavar? You understand? But what means you are telling? That by following varnashram dharma, sansiddhim haritosanam, Vishnu will be happy. It's true. But Vishnu will be happy to give you something. He will be happy where you have a desire to get something. So this is interesting, that you make Vishnu happy and get something. So that is not the goal of life. By getting something, you are getting something external. You are staying in this material world only. So you are doing something better. So here, each and every process has a good side and has a bad side. So Lord Krishna describing in Vedic literatures, you engage in varnasram dharma so that you don't commit sinful activities, so that you degrade yourself. Krishna knows very well each and every living entities, they have so sukha vasana, they want to gratify their senses. Okay, so Krishna's idea is, you want to gratify your senses, I'm giving a process by which you can satisfy your senses, but follow this process. But Mahaprabhu saying, yes, this is a process to satisfy your senses, but not to satisfy your soul. So that's why the senses are external to the soul. So that's why he is saying, Prabhu kahe yah bajya age kahavar. Then Raya Ramananda giving his second proposal. When Mahaprabhu rejecting the first proposal, saying this is external, following varnasram dharma is external, or following sakam varnasram is external, then Mahaprabhu saying, Raya kahe Krishna karmarpana sarvasadhya sar. The next proposal, my proposal is, you engage in varnasram dharma, but you offer the result of your karma to Krishna. This is my second proposal. And that proposal also, he is supporting from scripture by quoting verse from Bhagavad Gita. Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi, jat tapasasi kaunteya, tat kurusya madarpanam. This is one of the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. And in our preaching, we are telling 100 times to people. Jat karasi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi. But when Mahaprabhu, he heard this verse, Mahaprabhu saying, iha bajya age kahavar. This is external. You have better tell something higher than this. So now we have to discuss how such an important verse of Bhagavad Gita that always we have been quoting to people in our preaching, that whatever you do, the result you give to Krishna. But Mahaprabhu regards this as external. So Mahaprabhu, why he regards this as external? Because by this Krishna karmarpana, this is not Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. By doing this, what is happening? Subha Subhai Phalair Muktva. One is getting free from the inebrities of his activities, whether Subha or Asubha. The purpose of offering to Krishna something, you see, to work for Krishna is one thing, and to give result of your work to Krishna is different thing. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, that is directly bhakti. But you do something and you offer to Krishna, that is different things. For example, we are offering to Krishna, so we cook varieties of nice foodstuffs. So before we eat, we offer to Krishna. All of you offer to Krishna? Yes? Why? If you don't offer, what is the problem? Is there any problem? Is there any problem? What is the problem? Huh? Oh, it's karma food. It's sin. So we cook all nice, idli, dosa, pizza, pasta. Before eating, oh, we have to offer to Krishna, otherwise I'll get karma. So Krishna, you please eat fast. I don't want this karma. You understand? This is the purpose of the Krishna karmarpana. I offer to Krishna, this is not a bhakti. I offer to Krishna so that I become free from the inebrities of my activities. So that is the reason Mahaprabhu is saying that this is external. Somebody may be engaged in his swadharma, varnasram dharma. But dharma sonishtita punsa visakshana katha suja na utpayate jadirati sramay vahe kevalam. By engaging in prescribed devotee duties, if he does not develop taste for hearing krishna katha na utpadayate jadirati then shramaye bahi kabalam. Sindhisya Mahaprabhu, he rejected the second proposal of Raya Ramananda. So what was the first proposal? Mataji, loudly, varnashram dharma. By varnashram dharma, Vishnu will be happy. Yes, Vishnu will be happy, but he will be happy only to give you something. That's all, that much. Then Mahaprabhu rejected that. Raya Ramananda gave the second proposal. What is the second proposal, Prabhuji? Second proposal? What is that? Offer the result. Krishna karmarpana. You offer the result of your activities to Krishna. Then when Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, then Mahaprabhu said, iha bhajya age kahavar. This is external. You tell something better than this. Then Raya Ramananda giving better proposal. Raya Prabhu kahe iha bhajya age kahavar. Raya kahe swadharma tyag ehi sadhya sar. You are not accept. I said engage in swadharma, prescribed duties. You are saying external. I said engage in prescribed duty, do your swadharma, give result to Krishna. You are saying external. So what there could be? Okay, give up your dharma. Swadharma tyag, ehi sadhya sar. Then he gave a very nice verse to support the topmost instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva gujyatama bhuya srunume paramam vachah. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna giving confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge. And towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, Sarva gujyatama bhuya, the most confidential knowledge, and I am telling you again, my final instruction. What is that final instruction? Sarva dharman paritejya. Mamekam sranam braja. Could there be something more than this? But when Mahaprabhu heard this, said, iha bhajya age kahavar. How you understand them? One is Krishna's final instruction, topmost instruction, most confidential instruction, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, iha bhajya age kahavar. So Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna telling you, Sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. I have pointed out this before in my classes, you might have heard. So Bhagavan Krishna coming to this material world. Why Krishna comes to this material world? What is the purpose Lord descends to this material world? What? Paritranaya sadhunang vinayasacha duskrutang dharma sanstapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. So Bhagavan comes and tells, I am Bhagavan, I'll teach you dharma. You everybody come listen dharma from me. So everybody gathers. Oh, Krishna has come to teach us dharma. Then Krishna tells all kinds of things. Demigod worship, sakar, nirakar, this, everything. Then Krishna tells, now my final instructions I'll give you. Most confidential. What is the confidential? That you give up all dharma. What is this? You came for that, to teach us. You came to teach us to learn dharma, but now you are telling give up all dharma. Krishna wants us to surrender to him. That is very good proposal. Mam ekam saranam braja. Nothing wrong with that. But Krishna could easily say, Sarva adharma paritajya mamekam sranam braja. Any problem with that? Have you heard in any scripture, any saintly personality says, you give up dharma? In Vedic literature comes to establish dharma. But Bhagavad Gita establish, give up dharma. That is teaching, and that is most confidential teaching. People, they have to analyze this, that most confidential teaching is not to follow dharma, most confidential teaching is to give up dharma. So Krishna, instead of telling sarva adharma paritejya mam ekam saranam braja, he is telling sarva dharma paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. He concludes teachings of Bhagavad Gita in very ambiguous way. People cannot understand what to speak of, cannot understand this defect. People cannot see the defect also on this sentence. That why Krishna telling? He is telling that I came to establish dharma. And in his conclusion he is saying sarva dharma paritajya. Definitely Krishna is not telling sarva dharma paritajya means you give up Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Yehudi dharma, become Hindu. Is he telling that? Because that time there was no Muslim dharma. 5000 years ago, no Christian dharma. Hindu word was not used also. So definitely he does not mean the sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam saranam braja. But how many people are discussing on this topic? What does this mean? What is the secret behind this? That sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam saranam braja. So where Bhagavad Gita ends, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita ends, the teachings of Bhagavatam starts. So Bhagavatam starts in clarifying this topic. Where Krishna ends the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. So the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, sarva dharman paritajya, and beginning of Bhagavatam, it has been stated, dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nimascharanang satang. Dharma prajjita. Gita ends give up dharma. Bhagavat starts with give up dharma. So people have to understand why these topmost literatures, one literature in conclusion saying give up dharma, and another literature, the essence of all Vedic literature, Vedar tarar galitang phalang sukam khadamrita dravasanjutang. The essence of all Vedic literature, the first verdict is give up dharma. Dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nimastranang satang. So what is that dharma? So that is this varnasram dharma. Because this Vedic dharma that leads us to get artha. Dharma, why people are engaged in dharma? In Vedic literature, the purpose of dharma is given to get some artha, economic development. And when you get economic development, then what do you want? What do you do that economic? What that money? That artha? What do you do? Give to ISKCON, donation. You engage in dharma artha kama. Then kama is such a subject matter. Na jatu kama kaman upabhagyana sammate. Never desire for kama will be satiated. Just like we are putting ghee into the fire. Never time will come. Fire will say, oh, I am satisfied now. No need ghee. It will go more and more. It is like that. And finally people will get fed up. Okay, now I want moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So what Bhagavata is saying, dharma prajjita kaitava. All these goals have been described in Vedic literatures previously. Just alluring people in the name of dharma, but they are all cheating. They are all cheating. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They are all cheating. And among these three, what is the best? Dharma, you do dharma, get some material opulence, do sense gratification, then get liberation. Among these three, what do you think is the good? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. What could be the good one? What is the best? Moksha. Moksha. But no. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Asked Brother Goswami is saying, ଅଜ୍ଞାନ ତମେରେ ନାମ କହିଏ କୈତବ ଧର୍ମ ଅର୍ଥ କାମ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ବାଞ୍ଛା ଆଦି ସବ ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ ଡିଜାୟର୍ସ ଫର୍ ଧର୍ମ ଅର୍ଥ କାମ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଗ୍ନୋରାନ୍ସ ଡାର୍କନେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଚିଟିଂ ତାର ମଧ୍ୟ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ବାଞ୍ଛା କୈତବ ପ୍ରଧାନ ଯାହା ହୋଇତେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତି ହୟ ଅନ୍ତର୍ଧାନ ଆଉଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଫୋର୍ ଦି ବେଷ୍ଟ ଚିଟିଂ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଜାୟର୍ ଫର୍ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦ ହାଉ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଇନ୍ ଜେନେରାଲ୍ ଆର୍ ମିସ୍ଲେଡ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଇନ୍ ଜେନେରାଲ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିବଡି ଥିଙ୍କିଂ ଓ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି ପାୟସ୍ ମ୍ୟାନ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଧାର୍ମିକ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ରେସ୍ପେକ୍ଟ ଫର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ହୁ ଫଲୋ ଧର୍ମ ନାଇସ୍ଲି ଆଣ୍ଡ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସମ୍ବଡି ଫର୍ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ମୋକ୍ଷ ଦେ ରେସ୍ପେକ୍ଟ ହିମ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଗଡ୍ ଦି ପଏଣ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ ଫଟ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଅଦର ଲିଟରେଚର୍ସ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ସ ଫଟ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦି ମୁନି ରିଷିଜ୍ ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ଡ ଦି ବେଷ୍ଟ ଦି ଟପ୍ ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଗୋଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମୋକ୍ଷ ଆକର୍ଡିଂ ଟୁ ଟିଚିଂସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତାମୃତ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ବେଷ୍ଟ ଟିଚିଂ ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ମୋକ୍ଷ ଆଣ୍ଡ ମୁକ୍ତି ଇନ୍ କୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଡିସ୍କସନ୍ ଆଫ୍ଟର ସମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ହାଉ ଦିସ୍ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବେଷ୍ଟ ଚିଟିଂ ନାଓ ଅପ୍ ଟୁ ହିୟର୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରିଜେକ୍ଟିଂ ଇନ୍କ୍ଲୁଡିଂ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ପରିତ୍ୟଜ୍ୟ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ସୋ ହିୟର୍ ୱାନ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ସି ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରିଜେକ୍ଟିଂ ସଚ୍ ଏ ଟପ୍ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଟିଚିଂସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ହୁଇଜ୍ ଟିଚର୍ସ ଅସ୍ ୟୁ ଓକେ ହି ସେଡ୍ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ପରିତ୍ୟଜ୍ୟ ମାମେକମ୍ ଶରଣମ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ସୋ ୱାନ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ଟିଚିଂ ୟୁ ଶୁଡ୍ ଗିଭ୍ ଅପ୍ ଦିସ୍ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣାଶ୍ରମ ଧର୍ମ ଅର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଧର୍ମ ହୁଇଚ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଇକୋନୋମିକ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ମେଣ୍ଟ ଦଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଚିଟିଂ ଧର୍ମ ସୋ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରିଜେକ୍ଟିଂ ଦିସ୍ ଭର୍ଡିକ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ପରିତ୍ୟଜ୍ୟ ମାମେକମ୍ ଶରଣମ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ଅହମ୍ ତମ୍ ସର୍ବଭାବେଭ୍ୟ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ସେ ମା ସଚ ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସି ଫାଷ୍ଟ ଲାଇନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି ଗୁଡ୍ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମାନ୍ ପରିତ୍ୟଜ୍ୟ ମାମେକମ୍ ଶରଣମ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ବଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ସନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ରଙ୍ଗ୍ ଇନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ସନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ପରଫେକ୍ଟ ବଟ୍ ହାଉ ପିପୁଲ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍ ଇମ୍ପରଫେକ୍ସନ୍ ଲାଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର୍ ହୋର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଇମ୍ପରଫେକ୍ସନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ସରେଣ୍ଡର୍ ଟୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ସରେଣ୍ଡର୍ ଟୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆକର୍ଡିଂ ଟୁ ଦିସ୍ ଭର୍ସ ବିକଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଲ୍ ମେକ୍ ମି ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ସିନ୍ଫୁଲ୍ ରିଆକ୍ସନ୍ ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇମ୍ପରଫେକ୍ଟ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆଇ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରିଜେକ୍ଟିଂ ସେକେଣ୍ଡ ଲାଇନ୍ ଦି ପରଫର୍ମର୍ସ ହୁ ଟେକ୍ସ ଓ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଟେଲିଂ ଅହମ୍ ତମ୍ ସର୍ବଭାବେଭ୍ୟ ମୁଖ୍ୟ ସେ ମା ସୁଚ ଓ ଦେନ୍ ଆଇ ସରେଣ୍ଡର ଅନ୍ ଟୁ ୟୁ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନାଲ୍ ସରେଣ୍ଡରିଂ ସୋ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଡଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦିସ୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନାଲ୍ ଭକ୍ତି ବିକଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଟେଲିଂ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ମେକ୍ ମି ଫ୍ରି ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭେରି ଇଣ୍ଟରେଷ୍ଟିଂଲି ଟେଲିଂ ହିୟର୍ ତାର ସର୍ବଧର୍ମ ୟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଅପ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଧର୍ମ ବଟ୍ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଏନି ପାପ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟ ୟୁ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଗିଭିଂ ଅପ୍ ୟୁର ଧର୍ମ ସରେଣ୍ଡରିଂ ଅନ୍ ଟୁ ମି ୟୁ ୱିଲ୍ ଇନକ୍ୟୁର୍ ସମ୍ ପାପ ସମ୍ ସିନ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ୟୁ ଟୁକ୍ ବର୍ଥ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଫର୍ ୟୋର୍ ପ୍ୟାରେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଦେ ଟୁକ୍ କେୟାର୍ ଅଫ୍ ୟୁ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡହୁଡ୍ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଫର୍ ଦି ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ପ୍ରୋଭାଇଡିଂ ଏୟାର୍ ଫାୟାର୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଫର୍ ଦେମ୍ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଟୁୱାର୍ଡ଼ସ୍ ଦି ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ ବିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଫର୍ ଦି ମୁନି ରିଷିଜ୍ ବଟ୍ ୟୁ ଡ୍ରପ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ୍ ୟୁ ସରେଣ୍ଡର୍ ଅନ୍ ଟୁ ମି ବାଇ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଇନକ୍ୟୁର୍ ସମ୍ ସିନ୍ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ବି ୟୋର୍ ଇଟ୍ ଅହମ୍ ତମ ସର୍ବପାପେଭ୍ୟ ମୁଖ ହିସାଏ ମା ସଚ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ମେକ୍ ୟୁ ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ସିନ୍ଫୁଲ୍ ରିଆକ୍ସନ୍ସ ବଟ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ପଏଣ୍ଟିଂ ଆଉଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସମ୍ବଡି ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ବିକଜ୍ ନେକ୍ସଟ ଭର୍ସ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱିଲ୍ ସେ ଇହ ବାଧ୍ୟ ଆଗେ କହବାର ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱିଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟ ଇଭିନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ରପୋଜାଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ରାୟ ରାମାନନ୍ଦ ତ ରାୟ ରାମାନନ୍ଦ ସିଂ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦଟ୍ ସର୍ବଧର୍ମନ୍ ପରିତ୍ୟଜ୍ୟ ମାମେକମ୍ ଶରଣମ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ବଟ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ he does not accept this also. So why he doesn't accept these things? Because there is a condition. Because the performer is thinking, I will become from sinful reactions. So as long as there is desire to show sukha vasana, I will get some pleasure. So that does not please Krishna. I will get something from Krishna. So the pure devotion is, even if I incur sin, even if I go to hell, still I will serve Krishna. The example is given, you must have heard, when Narada Muni went to Krishna and asked, Krishna, who is your greatest devotee? Krishna told, whomever you think my great devotee, if you want to test and find out who is my great devotee, you go and tell him that I am having fever and headache. So if he will give his foot dust, I'll put on my head, I'll get cured from my headache and fever. So Narada Muni went to Brahma. He went to Shiva, their great devotee. Please, Lord Krishna is suffering from headache and fever. You give the dust to your feet, he'll put on his head, his fever will be cured. And Brahma Shiva became very angry. What? You want to send us to hell? Don't you know he's Param Brahma, Bhagavan? We cannot do that. We cannot dare to give the dust of our feet. Then Narada Muni went to Krishna. So nobody wants to give the dust of their feet. You are Bhagavan. Then Krishna said, okay, you go ask Brajagopikas. If they love me, if they will give the dust of their feet. Then Narada Muni went to Brajagopikas. All Brajagopikas asked, oh Narada Muni, how is Krishna? How is everything in Dwaraka? Oh, everything is nice. But Krishna is having fever and headache. Oh really? What can we do? And Krishna said, anybody loves Krishna, if he gives the dust of his feet, he'll put on his head, he'll be cured. And all gopis, what they did? They scrubbed, collected all the dust of their feet and gave to Narada Muni. Go quickly and let Krishna put on his head. And Narada Muni holding and looking at all the gopis. You are so full, innocent village girls. Saying, what happened? How can you dare to give the dust of your feet? Brahma did not dare, Shiva did not dare. You know who is Krishna? Then Brajagopika said, who is Krishna? We know, he's our Praneshwar Krishna. Are not only our Praneshwar, he's Parameshwar, Parambrahma Bhagavan. You know, if he will put the dust of our feet on his head, what will happen to you? What will happen to us? You will all go to hell. So they're so fortunate, we'll go to hell. They're all dancing. Oh, we are so fortunate, we'll go to hell. If our dust will go on Krishna's head, his fever will be cured. We are ready to go to, that is our pleasure. Brahma Shiva could not dare. They are thinking, no. Let Krishna suffer headache. We don't bother, but we don't want to go to hell. So sarva papebhya mukhaisami. Krishna is telling, one level okay, but if you go higher level, the devotees, they don't surrender to Krishna. So to get free from their sinful reaction. So that is the purpose. So na dharma, na dharma, srutigana, niruktam, kila kuru, braja radha krishna prachura paricharja ihatan. So in this way, one should engage in the service of Krishna without considering is dharma or adharma. Does not matter. For pleasing Krishna, dharma or adharma, one should do everything. Just like though they are following varnashram dharma, the kshatriya should do only kshatriya service. Kshatriya should not try to act like brahmanas, or kshatriya should not do vaishya activities. And brahmana, they should do only brahman activities. They should not engage in other activities. Shudras, they should do only shudra activities. They should not do other activities. So that is varnashram. And sarvadharma paritajam means one should not say, oh, I am kshatriya, I could not do this service. Oh, I am brahman, I cannot do shudra service. That's why devotees, what they do? Morning time, they do arati. They give bhagavatam class. What work is, whose work is this? who gives class under Judge Arati? Brahmanas. Then at 10 o'clock they open the book table and start selling the books, all the paraphernalias. What activities is this? This is Vaishyas. Yes. Then after lunch prasad, then they have to sweep the roads as Sudra activities. And night time they will be moving with guns in their hands. That is Kshatriya activities. So where you don't consider, that is beyond Varnashram means. Beyond Varnashram means you don't wait, oh, this varna, this ashram, I belongs to, I know. For Krishna, anything please Krishna, that one should do that. So that is a real duty. So up to here, what Mahaprabhu Raya Ramananda is discussing, all is limited to karma. So the first proposal of Raya Ramananda was, Mataji, what is the first proposal of Raya Ramananda? Varnashram. Okay, what is the defect of Varnashram? What is the defect of Varnashram? You stay in this material world by the achievements of Varnashram. Now what is the next proposal of Raya Ramananda? Krishna Karmarpana. You offer the result of your karma to Krishna. And Mahaprabhu said, Iha Bhajya Age Kahava. This is external. So what was the proposal of Raya Ramananda? Swadharma Tyag. You give up your... So three things. First, do Varnashram. Second, give result of Varnashram. Third is, just drop everything. Doesn't matter, giving or not giving, just drop everything. These three things. But Prabhu kahe, iha bajya age kahavar. Raya kahe, jnana misra bhakti saddha sar. So what Mahaprabhu said, this is external. This is also external. Tell something better than this. Then Raya Nahan, Mahaprabhu said, tell something, go ahead and say something more. Then Raya Ramananda proposing a higher subject matter, that is about jnana. About jnana misra bhakti. How jnana misra bhakti, brahma bhuta prasanatma na sachati na kankhati sama sarvasya bhutesu mad bhakti labhate parang. That how jnana misra bhakti is highest. So what happens with karma, the achievement remains within this material world. When we go one step beyond karma, that gives about jnana. And by this jnana, one will go beyond material existence. Go beyond material existence. So this karma kanda, following Varnashram, one will go to heavenly planets. So Veda, 96% speaks about karma kanda. 96%. So Srila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj saying, this karma kanda or Varnashram dharma is a like a sugar coated quinine. Have you heard the name of quinine? No? No? During my childhood time, there is a disease. Now all the disease is there, malaria. The medicine for malaria was quinine. And quinine is very bitter. So people, they don't like quinine. So they coat with sugar and they give to patients. So this proposal for Varnashram or Karmakanda, what Veda has prescribed, is like a sugar-coated quinine. You see, Krishna wants us to go back to spiritual world. He understands we are suffering here. But Krishna will come to us and he will tell, I am Bhagavan. You please surrender unto me. Then people will ask, we surrender unto you. Then what will happen? I'll give my blessings to you. If you give your blessing to us, what will happen? You get my blessings, then you will lose everything, whatever you have. Your money, your house, bank balance. Oh, you are such a God? Okay, hit the road, we don't want you. So what God will say? God is very helpless. What to do? People are thinking, I am everything, I am the great. I don't want to worship anybody. And God will say, you worship me?
I worshipping you, what will get? What will you get? Whatever, you have to lose everything. So, but nobody will worship me. Then Krishna said, oh, you'll worship if you get something. So he gave this sugar-coated quinine. Now you start worshipping. You follow rules and regulations. You follow varnashram dharma. You enjoy, no problem. So very alluring things Veda speaks. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna clarifies. Ja imang puspitang vacham prabadanti avivaschitaha Veda vada ratapartha na anna astiti vadinaha. The commentator of Veda, they say that Veda speaks about all these kinds of things. But these are all ja imang puspitang vacham, the flower in the sky. Heaven, the planet is like that. That's why it has been described. Somebody takes shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaivalya narakayate tridasapura akasa puspayate vidhi mahendradischa kitayate. The people that think goal of my life is to get the position of Indra and Brahma. But when somebody come in contact with the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somebody takes shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will understand, oh, I'll become Indra, I'll become Brahma means I'll become an insect. The position of Indra and Brahma he'll consider as an insect. Kaivalya narakayate, the liberation he will think it is like a hell. And tridasapura akasa puspayate, the heaven for him is like phantasmagoria. One, you come in contact with the Mahapurush teachings, you understand. But for less intelligent people, the karmakanda is very alluring. Varnasram is very alluring. Varnasram has a higher purpose. It has a higher purpose to make people under control, bring people under control, to make people understand you worship something, to make them to learn, there is some worshipable object is there, that's the purpose of all these things. But it allures you by saying you will go to heaven. But then comes jnana, this proposal of Raya Ramananda, that he is proposing, that jnana misra bhakti sadhyasar. So here it is proposing by process of jnana, that one will understand how he is not this body, his spirit soul, and he will understand the futility of his endeavor to go to the heavenly planets. He will understand this. And in this jnana, what jnana describes in Vedic literatures? So, karma kanda describes that you do punya karma, you go to heaven. Every dharma, Muslim, Hindu, Christians, Hindu dharma says, do punya karma, you go to sarga. All Rambha, Menaka, Apsaras are there, you will enjoy with them. So everybody will be tempted, oh, I do some dharma karma, some punya karma. Christians, they say, do pious activities, you go to heaven, all angels are waiting for you there. Then same instructions in Quran also. You do punya karma, you go to Behaste, and 70 virgin angels are waiting for you there. So they get very nice. And you go there, you say, Amar Lok, you will not die there in heaven. Heaven, nobody will die in heaven. So Amar means immortal. Once Srila Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj is telling, you go to heaven, nobody will die there. He's giving example, somebody will announce, everybody come to this house, you are all protected, nobody will die here. So everybody will come inside the house. And when everybody here, and that person will throw people outside the room and kill them. Then they'll say, you said, will not be killed. So, no, inside the house, but I killed outside the house. So he's describing, jnana kanda describes, go to heaven is like this. When your punya karma finish, they'll throw you out of the heaven. And when you'll be falling down from there, So the Martyaloka, Bhulaka and Swargaloka. And in between that is Bhubaloka. All the ghosts and pisats, they stay there. So when they're living until they fall down, so all these ghostly entities will eat him live, eating. And feel so much pain. So he'll start to cry. So tears will roll down, tears. And through that tears, that soul will fall onto the ground in Martyaloka. So from the ground, it will enter into the paddy, paddy plants. And from the paddy, it will be there in the rice. And from the rice, when male people will eat, it will go to their blood. And from the blood, that soul will enter into semen. Punsa reta kanasraya. And taking the shelter of the semen, then that soul will enter into the womb of the mother. So this is what will happen. So these people, the highest level of people of jnana, jnana bhakti, jnana marga, they will realize this. Then they'll go, oh, no more, no more these things. We are not into all this dharma karma. We have to go beyond these things. Then they start niskam karma. They don't do any more sakam karma. By doing niskam karma, then through the process of jnana, so they will achieve nirakar brahma. So when Raya Ramananda will propose this highest thing, as I told you, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, this is the highest thing to achieve the nirakar brahma. Prabhu kahe iha bajya age kahoar. So this is also external. This is jnana misra bhakti is also external. You see, there are different kinds of jnana. One kind of jnana is the jnana we are getting in this material world. Going to school, college, all this one kind of jnana is one level of jnana. Another level of jnana is nirbheda brahma jnana. No. Next level of jnana is to understand I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he has given the definition of jnana. Definition of jnana means to understand I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is one kind of jnana. The first level of jnana is material knowledge. It's jnana. Second level of jnana, to know the difference between soul and body. Then another third level of jnana is called nirbheda brahma jnana. That is, the jnanis, they hanker for that kind of knowledge, where they understand jiva brahma abheda jnana, that soul is non-different from God. By that they want to merge into the Brahman effulgence. That is one kind of jnana. And higher than this jnana is Ishvara Aishwarya jnana or Bhagavane Aishwarya jnana. To understand, oh, Bhagavan has so much opulence. This is also one kind of jnana. So when Mahaprabhu said, Iha Bajya Age Kahavar, Raya Kahe Jnana Sunya Bhakti Sadhyasa. Then Raya Ramananda said, then jnana sunya bhakti sadhya, simple. Raya Ramananda proposal was, jnana misra bhakti sadhya sar. Bhakti mixed with jnana is the highest. When Mahaprabhu said, iha bajya. Why Mahaprabhu said, iha bajya? I have given you an example. On that basis, why Mahaprabhu still saying iha bajya age kahavar? Who has got the point, any of you? Why this could be external? External to? It is? Why this is external? Is external to Golok Vrindavan. Just like a Swadharma, you do Swadharma, where you go? No, external, you do Swadharma, where you go? By doing Swadharma where do you go? You look to Swargaloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, which is in this material world. Material world is external to outside of Golok Vrindavan. So through Jnana Mishra Bhakti, you go to Brahma Jyoti. That is external to Golok Vrindavan or internal Golok Vrindavan? So it's saying external. Iha Bhajya Age Kahava. Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namanta Bhajavanti Sanmukharitang Bhavadya Varta. So, up to here, Mahaprabhu saying, Iha Bhajya, Iha Bhajya. So, three things we will see. Sakam Varnasram, Iha Bhajya. Niskam Varnasram, Iha Bhajya. Varnasram, giving of Varnasram, Iha Bhajya. And Jnana Mishra Bhakti, and also Iha Bhajya. So, up to now, whatever proposal Raya Ramananda has given step by step, with the support of the verdict of this Vedic literatures, it takes us up to a level which is external. External in the sense is outside Golok Vrindavan, and external in the sense this is not the constitutional dharma of the living entity. Then real position of the living entity is something different. Until unless living entity comes to that platform of achieving prema bhakti, where he becomes completely free from desires to get and become completely endowed with desires to give to Krishna, until that the living entity will not be happy. That's why Shastra says the perfect real goal of life, three words I'll mention to you. So sukha vasana sunya. So sukha vasana sunya means devoid of desire for one sense gratification. So sukha vasana sunya. Mukti kamana gandha sunya. There is no tinge of desire for liberation. So these two achievements, so sukha vasana, desire to get sense gratification, vacation, one thing. And liberation means desire to become free from misery. This Brahma Bhuta, this Nirakar Brahma. Nirakar Brahma in one way is good achievement, but it is not good achievement also. Nirakar Brahma, they achieve some ananda. What kind of ananda they achieve in Nirakar Brahma? Any of you know what ananda they achieve? Yes? It's called Brahmananda. What is this Brahmananda? Any of you know what is Brahmananda? Brahmananda is absence of sufferings. Jadananda and Brahmananda. By Swadharmacharana you get Jadananda. But Jadananda is reduction of suffering, Prabhupada is saying. You understand? The difference between Jadananda and Brahmananda. Jadananda, the ananda bliss we get here, Prabhupada saying there is no ananda, is reduction of suffering. I have given example, somebody pinching you like this, feeling suffering, he released you. What is it, ananda? Is it ananda? Your suffering is reduced, you understand? Your suffering, that's why through Varnasram, the achievement you are deriving, your suffering is reduced. And through Brahmananda, the achievement you are getting, your suffering is, what is what I used? Absent. Here is reduced, there is absent. That is two difference. That is Brahmananda. But actually, even if we get that, Arya Kuchana Parangpatangatata Patanti Adha, you go to heaven, through Punya Karma Varnasram, you are falling down. And you go to Brahma Jyoti, from there also, you are falling down. Once Bhaktacharya Maharaj was telling that if you fall down from first or second floor, what will happen? Your bone will break, your leg will break, hand will break. You will fall down from 20-story building, what will happen? Hare Krishna. Please. completely finish. So Maharaj is telling the same way, the living entity will fall down from heavenly planets, they will take birth again. But these fellows, they will go to all the way up to Brahma Jyoti, almost absolute platform. They will fall from very high. When they will fall down, they will become completely senseless. So they will transform to stone. They will become stone. But not ordinary stone. Not marble stone. Not granite stone. They will become diamond stone. Diamond. So Maharaj is telling, because these people, jnanis, they want to become merged with God, they want to become effulgent like God. And God is thinking, oh, you want to become effulgent like me? But you can't become effulgent like me, but I can make a diamond stone. Some effulgence you will have, some jyoti you will have. So there is so much advantage and disadvantage. So tomorrow I'll describe you a little more about this Brahma Jyoti things, for which Mahaprabhu will say, iha bajya age kahava. Even if achievement up to Brahma Jyoti, Mahaprabhu is saying, iha bajya age kahava, because of all this disadvantage. So when this discussion is going on, every proposal is supported by Vedic versions, and every proposal has advantage, and each and every proposal has disadvantage. So from today's discussion, you just try to remember all the different steps that we covered. So tomorrow I'll fine-tune a little bit about seeing, about describing to you what is advantage and disadvantage. So tomorrow, how many steps we discussed? Four steps. Okay, Mataji, what is the first one? Swadharma. Second one, Krishna Karmarpana. Third one, give up Swadharma. Fourth one, Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Tomorrow you must bring your notebook. Then it will be easy for you. You are understanding what I am saying? Are you getting my point or not getting my point? Then why you can't reply? It's very simple things. And if you, what I spoke today, if you have not understood that, then how can I go? More we go, it's more deeper and more difficult to understand. And these are the few very simple, the beginning of descriptions. And you have to understand these things. Why Mahapurusha rejecting? What is the purpose behind rejecting? Why Swadharma is not correct? What is the disadvantage of Swadharma? The result of Swadharma you give to Krishna, why that is not correct? This, you give up all dharma, the final instructions of Bhagavad Gita, why that is not correct? Then you go one step ahead, the Jnana Mishra Bhakti, but still Mahapurusha, iha bajya age kahava. Then tomorrow we'll discuss, then Raya Ramananda will say, Jnana Sunya Bhakti Saddhasa. Mahapurusha will say, iha hai. This is okay. As long as Karma Mishra Bhakti and Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Mahapurusha rejecting. Because Mahaprabhu came to give the topmost, highest, unalloyed bhakti. That's why this process rejected. This sadhana rejected. And the sadhya vastu, the goal by following this process, also rejected by Mahaprabhu. Because this is does not fall under that category where the spirit soul will get the highest bliss in being situated in his soul. Real Swarupanubandhi Dharma, Swarup Dharma. That Swarup Dharma is different. And here Swadharma is different. So any questions you have? If any questions? I think you must have questions. His question was Padasloka Sadhyar Nirnaya, the goal of life. And Raya Ramananda is saying The goal of life is to please Vishnu. That is the goal of life. Okay? So he is giving different process. Varnasram, please Vishnu. This, please Vishnu. But how much Vishnu is pleased? That differs from step to step. Varnasram, Vishnu is pleased, but he is only pleased to give you something. Okay? So Varnasram, Krishna Karmarpana, Krishna is very pleased. Only pleased to make you free from inebrities. So like this one after goes. So that's why this is called Sadhya Sadhana Tattva. Though Mahaprabhu asked, what is the goal of life? So here he's explained, goal of life is to please Krishna. But by different process, Krishna is being pleased. So until you are pleasing Krishna, but something is there to get for yourself. So when that topmost thing will come, I have nothing to get from you. Only to please you, I am working. Your pleasure is my pleasure. Okay? So that is the highest. That also when devotee will come to that level, that I'll just please Krishna, but not with this knowledge, that, oh, if I please Krishna, I'll be happy. This knowledge will not be there. He will be deprived of that knowledge. The Jnana Sunya Bhakti, I'll describe it tomorrow if I remember, how it goes all the way up to that. Jnana Sunya means, you understand? I described different level of Jnana, remember? What level of Jnana I said? I described different levels. One, Jnana of the material world. Next level of Jnana? Soul and body. Next level of Jnana? Nirveda Brahma Jnana. Next level of Jnana? Bhagavan is Aishwarya Jnana. Oh Bhagavan, you have so much knowledge. That Jnana is imperfect. That knowledge, Jnana is not correct also. You understand? In the same way, the Prema Bhakti is so unalloyed, so pure. When devotee will go to that level, he will have no knowledge about, oh, if I please Krishna, I will be happy. That knowledge is not there. Only goal is to please Krishna. That much Jnana Sunya Bhakti will go. Of course, we don't describe it always, but that is final Jnana Sunya Bhakti. Where you don't have knowledge about Krishna, knowledge of, you don't know God as God. Jnana Sunya means you don't know God as God. You fall so much love with Him, you forget everything. That will say Jnana Sunya Bhakti. How to speak of material knowledge, how to speak of Nirbheda Brahma Jnana, will go all the way up to that. Right. Okay? Yes, Mother. Mahaprabhu has rejected Varnasam Dharma. Mahaprabhu rejecting Varnasam Dharma saying Iha Bhajya, but Shastra says, until, unless you have developed full devotion unto Krishna, Nirveda, you have to stay in Varnasram. You have to stay. We are not in that level to give up Varnasram. But our acharyas have told, we stay in your Varnasram Dharma and we give result to Krishna. Gradually, we should go gradually, gradually. That one day, if you give up everything, then you become sahajya. You don't follow any rules and regulations. So we have to be very, very careful for that. But if you want to be at all, give up Varnasram, we can accept up to this much, that we don't limit ourselves to Varnasram when it comes to offer service to Krishna. That is like giving up Varnasram. I don't wait. Okay, I'm Brahman, Ketra, but no. Whatever to please Krishna, I'll do it. That much we can practice. Yes or no? Staying our Varnasram, we don't stay in our Varnasram, then we'll have ahankar. No? The sahajyas, they don't like we take sannyas, this, that. They all become Babaji. But Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada said, no, we stay in Varnasram, but we feel, no? Some rules, regulations, so we practice like that. We don't give up Varnasram. Okay? Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Caitanya Charitamrita ki.